With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. There's been a lot of news recently about skyrocketing costs for students going to post-secondary schools. Nicolet College in Rhinelander is again offering a chance for area students to catch a financial break if they attend Nicolet. Ken Kroll has more.
Nicolet is accepting applications for the Nicolet Promise Program, says Dean of Enrollment Erica Warning Meyer.
Nicolet Promise is a program that makes it possible for students who may not be able to access higher education to actually attend college tuition-free. It puts college within reach for those students. It's an opportunity for eligible students to learn the skills they need for the successful careers.
To be eligible, students must live in the Nicolet District and have graduated high school or earned a GED, HSED between 2016 to 2019, or plan to graduate with those degrees in 2020. Warning Meyer says they also have to meet additional requirements, such as a grade point average and ACT scores.
And this just helps students be able to access college when they feel like they might not be able to through a combination of combining their federal Pell grants with the Promise program from the Nicolet College Foundation.
Under the program, the foundation will pay the balance of tuition and fees for eligible students after their federal and state grants have been applied. Warning Meyer says the foundation's help makes the offer a reality.
The Nicolet College Foundation makes the Promise program possible through fundraising efforts and generous donors to support students in this program.
The program to date has helped 50 students attend Nicolet tuition-free. More information is available by calling the Nicolet College Welcome Center. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Many people use the Bearskin Trail between Tomahawk and Minocqua for all types of recreation, but a recent inspection of a trestle will alter the route for a while. The DNR has concerns about the structural safety of the Pinewood Trestle, as spokesperson Paul Holton explains.
So we do routine inspections of all of our trail trestles and bridges, and in a routine inspection of the Bearskin Trail, the Pinewood Trestle located near the Pinewood Country Club, actually, it showed significant failure of the structural elements of the trestle.
He says inspectors determined it would not be able to support the grooming equipment. He says there will be a detour for a while. Holton says inspectors are also checking all of the trestles along the trail and will be evaluating those structures and coming up with a plan to address problems they find. Holton says the Bearskin remains open to bicycle and pedestrian traffic. He says it's likely the DNR will look at all the trestles along the trail when they're making plans for the future. He says if other trestles need fixing, they're likely to roll all the repairs into one package. A veteran firefighter on the Minocqua Fire Department says the town board was short-sighted in not approving their request to create a full-time paid fire chief position as well as more money to train new members. Charlie Wemet, a 39-year member and captain of the volunteer department, took up the issue at last week's annual town meeting.
Just want to share how disappointed I am in the board on the fire department budget this year. I'd like to share a little background with the audience first. The number one thing, Minocqua Fire Department has been always prided on how frugal they've been. They've never asked the town board for anything that we didn't need for safety.
Town Chairman Mark Hartsheim explains the request came in during budget deliberations, but they need more time to explore the fire chief issue, including alternatives. Noting that the board approved a $3 million fire station, he says the current issue shouldn't sour their relationship.
Everybody up here appreciates very much what the volunteer firefighters do, the sacrifices that they make and the service they provide.
Hartsheim says the board is open to giving more money for training purposes and could reduce the fire chief's workload by cutting in half the number of required commercial building inspections. As state leaders examine ways to improve retirement security, some small businesses are expressing interest in a Wisconsin retirement savings program. Mary Sherman explains.
State data show 400,000 Wisconsinites are at risk of retiring in poverty by 2030, and nearly 1 million workers in the state don't have an employer-sponsored retirement savings program. Lisa Lampkins with ARP Wisconsin says many small business owners want to offer that option to their workers, but struggle with it.
There are lots of barriers. If they're doing it on their own, it can be too costly to operate it or too complicated or time-consuming. They may and likely don't have a human resources person who can figure all of this out.
According to a new ARP Wisconsin poll, 77% of small business owners support an option that would help workers save for retirement at their jobs. Lampkin says the findings will be helpful for the governor's Task Force on Retirement Security, which recently held its first of six meetings as it prepares recommendations to be presented in August 2020. Mary Sherman reporting.
The number of dairy farms in Wisconsin continues to decline. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reports the state lost 638 dairy farms last year. There were 15,904 dairy farms in 2004. As of October 2019, only 7,476 remain in Wisconsin. Declining milk prices, wet weather, smaller herds, tariffs, and the trade war were all blamed. Farmers hope passage of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement will help the dairy industry. Portage County officials haven't said why the sentencing for a man convicted of killing his wife has been delayed for a week and a half. Jason Cipher was supposed to be sentenced Friday. The Plover man was found guilty of killing Krista Cipher and hiding her body 2 years ago. Her body has never been found. Jason Cipher was found guilty in October. Our forecast today, cloudy skies with a high near 36. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow, mainly after 3 a.m. with a low around 23. Tomorrow, a chance of drizzle, snow, and freezing drizzle, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.